Well, anyone who's watched TV in the last few decades will likely recognize the face of Philip Baker Hall. Longtime actor, he passed away at the age of 90. Now, Hall didn't start acting until he was 30. He then became a staple on TV shows like MASH, Falcon's Crest, Good Times, Quincy M.E., Modern Family, Curb Your Enthusiasm, bunch of others. Also, host of movie roles. Holly Wolf Hall, his wife of almost 40 years, said Hall was in good health until a few weeks ago, was at peace reflecting on his life during his final days. Now, for me, Philip Baker Hall will always be best remembered as Mr. Bookman from Seinfeld.
I took this book out in 1971.
Yes, and I returned it in 1971.
Yeah, 71. That was my first year on the job. Bad year for libraries. Bad year for America. Hippies burning library cards. Abby Hoffman telling everybody to steal books. I don't judge a man by the length of his hair or the kind of music he listens to. Rock was never my bag. But you put on a pair of shoes when you walk into the New York Public Library, fella.
Look, Mr. Bookman. I returned that book. I remember it very specifically.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
You think this is all a big joke, don't you?
No, I don't.
I saw you on TV once. I remembered your name from my list. I looked it up. Sure enough, it checked out. You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
Certainly not.
Well, let me tell you something funny, boy. You know that little stamp? The one that says New York Public Library? Well, that may not mean anything to you, but that means a lot to me. One whole hell of a lot. Sure, go ahead. Laugh if you want to. I've seen your type before. Flashy, making the scene, flaunting convention. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What's this guy making such a big stink about old library books? Well, let me give you a hint, Junior. Maybe we can live without libraries, people like you and me. Maybe. Sure, we're too old to change the world. But what about that kid sitting down, opening a book right now in a branch of the local library and finding drawings of peepees and wee-wees and the Cat in the Hat and the five Chinese brothers? Doesn't he deserve better? This is about that kid's right to read a book without getting his mind warped. Or maybe that turns you on, Seinfeld. Maybe that's how you get your kicks. You and your good time buddies.
Legendary. Legendary.